figured I had dressed so demurely at the head of another curly-haired boy. Just another toy. Sick with silence, she weeps sincerely, saying words that have oh so clearly been said so long ago. Her shoulder, life has made her that much bolder now that she found out Latin lace and envy, pride and joy of the latest penny fair, pretty passing care. Hair today now dipped in the water, making love to every poor daughter's son. Popping grace within me, Lady Godiva appears to see if anyone's there and hasn't a care. Doctor is coming, the nurse thinks
sweetly,
turning on the machines that
neatly pump air.
The body lies there. What once was
screaming
now lies silent and
almost sleeping.
The brain must have gone away.
Strap securely to the white table. Beat the cords, the body to wither and ride
underneath the white light.
Doctor Ryan's knife and baggage sees the crook just so much habit.
Oh,
that must now be cut away.
Now comes the moment of great, great decision. Doctor is making his first decision. One goes there.
Beneath the tubes leaking, says someone who's sloppy.
Patient, it seems, is not so well sleeping.
Screams echo on the wall. Don't panic, someone give him pentobal and sleep. Doctor removes his blade, pagely so from the brain.
By my count of ten, my head won't move.
Now, now, she
ever comes now, now. If she ever comes now, now. If she ever comes now, now. If she ever comes now, now. If she ever comes now. Oh, it looks so good. Ever comes now, now. If she 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 ever comes now. Oh, it looks so good. Oh, she's made out of wood. Ever.